Okay, Mr. Chairman, we have old business now.
Okay.
And that's case number 10,247, and what you did was you held that over just to find out, to get the letter from Mr. Burrow, and I believe Mr. Burrow will explain that to you. What I sent you all a copy of that ordinance. And it's self-explanatory, and I guess I'll let Mr. Burrow take it from there.
I don't have a copy of my own letter, so I don't remember what I wrote to y'all.
But they wanted to...
What, about the 800 feet?
Yeah, they wanted to make this into a whole building.
Right.
Which would exceed the 800 square feet.
Right.
You're going to be making a little, what, up on top, storage or...
Yeah, storage for HVAC equipment.
Pole barn, rather, yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
My trusty assistant has a copy right here.
She's sharp.
She's sharp.
You put the right people in the right spots, you get the best results.
Yeah, it was interesting when you read this ordinance, you see a lot of, read the whereas clauses and the syllabus and stuff, it was clearly aimed at the income factor.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of thing the board has kind of frowned on all of these years. Now the council has basically put its stamp of approval on, so a way of providing affordable housing, making money to improve dwellings, et cetera. So my suspicion is you're going to see a bunch of these in the coming years. Everybody's going to want to have one of these little garage apartments or whatever they're being called, studio apartments. It can be a second dwelling, but no more than 800 square feet of total floor area. So it's a small apartment, but you know, certainly something that you can live in. Cannot be on a commercial property. That was the one
important thing.
One of the important things, yeah. Strictly residential in AR and MR. And remember, we had that one. We had one application where those guys wanted to put a. They wanted to move one of those old structures onto the property to become a pool dressing room or changing room or something. But theoretically, that could have been considered a garage apartment if it was less than 800 square feet. So I don't know if we ought to notify them or not about reapplying, or if we just let them reapply.
Wouldn't an apartment have a kitchen and a bath?
Yeah, and you're going to be allowed to have all that stuff. So,
yeah. You only spend
so much time trying to tell people you can't have that that second kitchen in their cooking facilities. Now
it's all
council basically says go ahead and have it.
Yeah. Well, to mimic Mr. Cole, this is all new to them, and they really don't know what they're doing there.
I don't think they know what they're getting into, or how many of these things are likely to now start coming through the mill.
And the only restriction I see is, and naturally in a garage, you know, you have at least one parking place.
But it doesn't have to be over a garage. That's what's it. It can just be an old shed that you renovate.
It could be a new structure.
A new structure, a whole building you turn into an apartment, just as long as it's 800 square foot max.
Max.
Reason for the special use was just to make sure it didn't adversely affect substantially the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties.
Yeah, and then there has to be one parking space dedicated to it, which isn't usually a big deal. But
now, if you get anything over 800 square feet, they can call it a guest house, as long as they don't have any
kitchen facilities
in it.
Yeah, they make it a guest house.
So.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really going to be hard for, I would think it's going to be hard to prove that these things do cause damage to adjacent properties. You know? I mean, how much damage can one mother-in-law,
I think, it depends on where you're talking about. If you're talking about a development like the Heritage Shores or the in a development like Heritage Shores or the Glade, that might be
that one down here.
Yeah, it might adversely affect the values.
I think you better pull home before you drop.
Hold it, Mike. You know she's not watching on the internet.
Oh, well, maybe not.
Can't start a computer on the way.
Oh, double trouble, man.
Man.
Oh, baby.
You're living on the edge.
Anyway, they've enacted the ordinance, so it's out there. I just can't believe it's gonna be too long before the, you know, a lot of people start turning these things out.
I know lots of people that will.
Y'all go right.
A little bit more income is gonna be.
If I was AR1, I'd consider it.
Yeah, get yourself some extra income. So do we wanna either let her reapply then, or are we gonna send them, notify them somehow, or?
I would just.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I think I'd probably just let it go, and eventually they might figure it out and reapply, and then you can reapply it.
It's gonna be on the second floor.
That had nothing to do with this one. I can't, frankly, I can't even remember this one.
It's gonna be on the second floor or it's gonna be on the first floor?
Doesn't have to be on the second floor.
No, you're on the ground.
They call them, you know, garage apartments, but it could be anything.
Do we turn this one down because it does specifically say requesting a special use exception for apartment over a pole building for mother-in-law? Or do we say that it just can't be more than 800 square feet?
Can't be any more than 800 square feet.
Yeah, that's a good one. Can't be more than 800 square feet.
I mean, I don't know if a pole building that would be less than that, but.
No.
Well, it can't be.
Huh?
It can't be. I don't.
No.
Yeah, they just gonna make, yeah, that's good. It can't be over 800 square feet.
A pole building, that'd be something separate.
Mm-hmm.
What about the mobile home for storage? You know, starting to get a lot of things on here.
Well, they have nothing. They get their business going. They were just using it right now to store some stuff. I mean, that's where the pole building is gonna come in at, and then, what, a year or two up, and then they're gonna put this other structure on top of it. They were just using it for that purpose only.
Well, they can't.
And the mobile storage place is gonna be taken down.
Right.
I guess, what I'm saying, I think we should make it clear, because you just said to put the apartment over the pole shed. That can't be, that cannot be done.
Right.
Unless the entire structure is no more than 800 square feet.
Right.
That's right.
So technically.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, if you could build a pole shed and an apartment on 800 square feet.
You're fine.
Now that would be.
No, it's just the garage apartment is the 800 square feet.
That's right.
Not the whole building, so.
So they
could have an apartment building over the pole building.
As long as the living space.
The pole building is, if it's 800 square feet living space, then the pole building's 16,000 square feet.
Correct.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
That was one of the things we misinterpreted after the first day, was the whole building had it, which means, you know, and that makes sense when you think of it, because you end up with living space of like 200 square feet potentially.
Right. So any additional structure other than the dwelling can have up to 800 square feet of living space.
Of extra living space.
Extra living space.
It's a good way to describe it.
That was.
Okay. Well, that, okay.
Perfectly clear.
Is it?
Yeah, when you just said it.
Yeah. But the ordinance isn't.
No.
No.
That's good.
No.
That's
because we thought the whole building. That's because Mr. Coldman, which would have been really kind of.
Oh, okay.
That's because Mr. Cole doesn't know much about that.
Do you want to put that in the form of a motion, Mr. Mills?
So moved. Approved for no more than 800 square feet.
Okay.
And the special use exception for the. The storage, but only for storage for as long as it's used for storage.
Did the applicant say that she was going to remove that at some point altogether?
And like 2 years when that's what the pole building was going to replace, as your money allowed them to be able to do it, and they're going to take that down altogether.
And to be removed then, once an additional accessory structure was
when
built.
When the pole building structure is built. Okay, do I have a second to that motion? I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,247 with the following stipulations. One, that the apartment over the accessory building not to exceed 800 square feet, and once the accessory structure is built, the trailer will be removed. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next case, please.